Welcome to Take Care, Megan. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me here today.
1 tablespoon of coconut oil has 117 calories, 13 grams of fat, and provides little or no vitamins or minerals. So the question is, what is it about coconut oil that has the health and nutrition community so excited?
Well, you are right in that coconut oil contains a lot of saturated fat. And back in the day when I was in college, we did learn that coconut oil was the devil in liquid form because of all of that saturated fat in it. But recently, we started to question saturated fats, and are they really as bad as we have always thought they were? And some scientists have started to look at the research and look at the data that we've been using and saying, well, maybe we need to look at where that saturated fat is coming from and what kind of saturated fat it is. So is the saturated fat from a coconut the same as the saturated fat from, say, a hot dog? I would say probably not. If it's coming from a plant, it's going to be different from something that's processed. So with coconut oil, about 90% of the fat in coconut oil is saturated. Now, to compare that with butter, butter has about 65% saturated fat. So the saturated fat in coconut oil is different, though, because it contains what's called medium-chain triglycerides or medium-chain fatty acids. So the fatty acids that are in that saturated fat are shorter. There are less carbons in them than the fatty acids from, say, a meat product. So our body metabolizes those and uses them differently than it would, say, a saturated fat from a different product.
I've often heard rules of thumb about saturated fats, as in, you know, what form it takes at room temperature. Does this apply to coconut oil as well?
It's kind of different with the coconut oil because the liquid at room temperature rule is kind of for butters and margarine more than it's for the coconut oil, because coconut oil tends to stay solid until about 75 degrees. So it can be room temperature and it's still going to be solid. So with it, it's a little bit different for coconut oil.
So for those of us who have not tried coconut oil, I wonder, I'm one of those people, how strong the taste is, because I've seen suggestions that we substitute coconut oil for butter and shortening, especially in baking. But then I wonder, wouldn't that add an extra flavor that maybe we don't want?
It has a pretty mild flavor. I do think if you were to put coconut oil and, say, olive oil next to each other and taste both of them, you would definitely taste a sweeter, nuttier flavor in the coconut oil, which is why I think it pairs well in baking recipes and maybe things like Thai and curry dishes. Whereas if you were trying to make a, let's say, salad dressing, I wouldn't really want to take the olive oil out of the salad dressing and use coconut oil instead, because it really would change the flavor. And especially with a salad dressing, it would change the consistency because coconut oil tends to be thicker at room temperature.
There are so many different types of olive oils out there. There are mild flavored ones. There's extra virgin. There's unfiltered. You know, does coconut oil have different varieties as well, or is it pretty much same thing across the board?
Yes, it absolutely does. Not all coconut oils are created equal. The buzzwords you really want to look for are virgin and unrefined. And sometimes it's not going to tell you that on the front of the label. You're going to have to turn around and look at those ingredients and make sure it says the words either virgin coconut oil or unrefined coconut oil. Because what that means is it was taken from the meat of the coconut. It was not heated to a high temperature. It wasn't bleached and it wasn't refined. So you can get coconut oil that's just as bad as any of the other oils out there that's hydrogenated and processed and have things added to it that you really don't want. So you have to make sure that it says either virgin or unrefined coconut oil.
Megan,
and you'll find, too, that the cheaper ones are hydrogenated most of the time.
I have a quick question. Is coconut oil actually healthy for us or just a healthy substitute for other oils? In other words, should we try to incorporate it or only in as much as we substitute it for something that's not as healthy?
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason that you need to start eating a tablespoon of coconut oil a day. But I do think you're going to be using oils in cooking. So why not use some with some health benefits? So instead of using a Crisco shortening in your baking, in your cookies or your muffins, why not use a coconut oil that does have some health benefits? But that being said, I don't think you need to go out of your way to eat more oil than you already are.
You know, I am always so leery of trends, although I must admit I am using coconut oil, because I remember when everybody was raving about canola oil, and all of a sudden that's disappeared off the radar. And now coconut oil is the big thing. Are there studies and science behind the claims of the benefit of, you know, MCTs all over the place, medium chain triglycerides? What's the science there?
There have been some studies done with coconut oil, but they've all been really small. They've all been, you know, 100 or less participants in the study, and they've showed some promising things. There was one, for instance, where there were 40 people, and they were given 2 tablespoons of either coconut oil or soybean oil for 12 weeks. And they saw, the people that were on the coconut oil saw some benefits to their cholesterol number. So their good cholesterol went up, their bad cholesterol went down. As opposed to the soybean oil group. But that's a really small study that's only 40 people, and that's not something you can go and put out there and say, okay, this is what coconut oil is going to do for you. But as far as the medium-chain triglycerides, there has been more studies done on that in larger groups, and there are some benefits that have been shown with the medium-chain triglycerides.
I know in shopping for coconut oil, you do have to be careful because sometimes they blend it. I've seen one package called coconut oil spread, but they had palm kernel oils in there, and that's something that you don't want. It doesn't have the same benefits as coconut oil. So if we are to follow your advice and we get virgin, unrefined coconut oil, are there any potential risks in consuming that?
Well, just like any fat, it's going to be high in calories. So, I mean, pretty much any fat per tablespoon is going to be about 120 calories. So if you're eating 11 tablespoons of oil in a day, whether that's coconut oil, olive oil, or palm kernel oil, you're probably going to be taking in too many calories from fat. So it's all dependent on what is in the rest of your diet. Is the rest of your diet balanced? You don't want to focus on any one superfood or one trend to get all your health benefits from. You want to make sure you're having a really good overall balanced diet. Add the coconut oil in where it's appropriate.
Registered dietitian and nutritionist Megan Ware writes for Livestrong.com and has covered the benefits of coconut oil for Medical News Today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.